Hello, you're listening to Silent X Radio, and I'm Allie with a Silent X. You're listening to Silent X Radio, and I'm Allie with a Silent X, and I was talking through the wrong microphone. Yeah, we're having some technical difficulties, but now we're not. Today in the yurt with me, I have Jeff Cleary, my father.
Hello.
It's parents' weekend, and it's a nice, not rainy day. It's a little chilly, but...
And before we had, while we were still having technical difficulties, I was saying Allie was saying it was such a nice day here. And while it's back in the 80s, where we live in the Bay Area, San Francisco Bay Area, I'm finding this to be a very cold, rainy, and windy day. But it's pretty to look at as long as you're indoors.
Yep, and we are indoors because we're broadcasting live from the Hampshire College yurt, which is a pretty cool building. Anyway, if you'd like to join our party in the yurt, you can come on over or dial 413-559-6766 and join our party in the yurt. Anyway, next up we got another song for you. It's Joy to the World by Three Dog Night. And that was Joy to the World by Three Dog Night. And I'm Allie with a Silent X.
And I'm Jeff with a period after Jeff.
And you're listening to Silent X Radio, which is primarily oldies music, though we'll chat a little bit. Maybe we'll chat. And we're broadcasting live for the from the Hampshire College yurt. If you'd like to join our party, you can call in at 413-559-6766. And I'm going to play Windy, because my dad has decided that it's very windy today. Actually, the forecast for tomorrow actually says windy, so I'm...
You mean this is nothing compared to what it's going to be
like
tomorrow?
Apparently. So okay. Here comes, here's Windy. And that was Windy by The Association. And I'm Allie with The Silent X.
And I'm Dad with a... Dad doesn't have any special characters after it. But Jeff.Cleary is the answer I have for Allie Silent X.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're in the yurt. Cool stuff. Call us up, 413-559-6766. And I'm going to play the song I Go to Rio for my grandmother, who, again, because apparently she missed her birthday recording. I played this for her on her birthday.
And she had the nerve not to be listening.
Yeah, geez. Come on. Like she has anything else to do.
Come on,
just
Nana.
Just kidding.
Come on, Nana.
Anyway, here comes I Go to Rio by Peter Allen.
Or dancer, or romancer, but I give in to the rhythm and my feet follow the beating of my heart. Whoa, whoa, when my baby smiles at me, I go to Rio de Janeiro. I'm a salsa fellow. When my baby smiles at me, the sun lightens up. We
That was "I Go to Rio" by Peter Allen. And
hopefully, your grandmother was listening this time.
Yeah. All right. Well. Anyway. So. Yeah, you're listening to Silent X Radio, and up next we got a little Van Morrison. Here's "Brown Eyed Girl."
When the rains came down in the hollow, playing a new game, laughing and a running, hey hey, skipping and a jumping in the misty morning fog with our hearts a thumping, and you, a brown eyed girl, and you. And whatever happened to Tuesday, and so slow, gone down the old mine with a transistor radio, standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding high a rainbow's wall, slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, a brown-eyed girl. We used to sing sha la 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 la, just like that. Sha la 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 la. You have grown, cast my memory back there, Lord. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you, my brown eyed girl. And you, my brown eyed girl, do you remember when we used to sing sha la 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 la
la la la la la la la la la la la la. Up next is Holiday Road.
Since I'm out on a holiday this weekend, I figured it'd be a good one. This is from the movie National Lampoon's Vacation with Chevy Chase, one of the all-time classic comedies of the 80s. And this one is by Lindsey Buckingham. This is the live version of Holiday Road.
So here it comes.
I fell down on
was Holiday Road from the 80s classic.
National Lampoon's Vacation with Chevy Chase and a young Anthony Michael Hall, who became famous, or who was also famous for 16 Candles, another classic 80s movie. I think that's my mother's favorite movie, one of them anyway. And along with An Affair to Remember, of course. They're in the same genre, An Affair to Remember with Cary Grant and National Lampoon's Vacation with Chevy Chase.
Indeed. So, up next, we got another an Earth, Wind, and Fire song. Let's go for Let's Groove. So here comes.
We'll be right back.
And that was Let's Groove by Earth, Wind, and Fire. And you're listening to Silent X Radio. I'm Allie with the Silent X.
And I'm Jeff with a dot after my name.
And we're broadcasting live from the Hampshire College Yurt. If you'd like to call in and request a song or just say hello, you can do so by dialing 413-559-6766. And up next we got a Paul Simon song, A Mother and Child Reunion.
Aww.
Care for the life of me. Remember a Saturday. I know they say let it be, but it just don't work out that way. And the course of a lifetime runs over and over again. No, I would not give you false hope on this strange and mournful day. But the mother and child reunion is only a motion away. Oh, little darling of mine, I just can't believe it's so. Though it seems strange to say, I've never been late so low. Such a mysterious way, and the course of a lifetime runs over and over again. But I would not give you false hopes on this strange and mournful day, when the mother and child reunion is on the emotional way.
And that's Mother and Child Reunion by Paul Simon. And you're listening to Silent X Radio. I'm Allie with the Silent X. And up next, we're good to go. We got Roxanne by the Police.
Days are over.
And that was Roxanne by The Police. And they put on a great concert. We went to a Police concert a couple years ago. Absolutely fantastic. Sting is a beast.
Sting is something else. He still hits those same notes, and 25 years later, he's still hitting them. And the guy looks awesome, too. The big screen with his face 500 feet tall, not really, but super high definition. The guy is holding it together. And he's 60 just recently, but he was probably 57 then. And he didn't look anything like 57. He would have looked good for 27.
It's just kind of funny, though, how some artists' voices change over time. For instance, Elton John used to be a tenor, and now he is something like a baritone or a bass, probably a bass.
Bass, baritone. Bass.
Yeah, he sings like not an octave down from where he used to be, but he's got other people singing his high notes, and he's got, you know, he does this whole, so it used to be, hold me closer, tiny dancer, and now he goes,
hold me closer.
No, he goes, yeah, he does this other thing. Hold me closer. Yeah, he does this whole different, like, it's a third down from where he used to sing.
Well, same with Billy Joel.
No,
Billy Joel's down a little bit.
Really?
McCartney, on the other hand, 40 years on.
I thought we decided that Billy Joel was still up in his tenor range.
Okay, maybe. I thought he was a little lower. Paul McCartney, when we saw him, was completely...
Yeah, Paul McCartney.
Man, that guy's still singing like he did in 64.
Dude sings, he dances. He was so funny because he still does the, like, head wiggle and lip bite that he did when he was, what, 20 or whatever.
Yeah, 19, 20.
He also acts like an old man on stage sometimes. Like, there were these fireworks behind him. And then he's up there, like, plugging his ears and, like, squinting and, you know, cringing away from the fireworks kind of as a joke.
It was a freezing cold evening outdoor in San Francisco, middle of summer, so you know how cold it was going to be.
At AT&T
Park in San Francisco where the Giants play, and he was complaining about how cold he was up there. He says, normally I don't have my jacket off by now, but he goes, we were going to need our overcoats, or whatever the British term is for overcoats. He used some other term, but...
He was a good performer. It was kind of funny as he was singing Blackbird, and he sings it, you know, he plays acoustic guitar and sings it. He accidentally sang the same verse twice.
Oh,
did you notice that?
I didn't notice.
No, it was kind of funny.
You guys know their songs better than I do.
Yeah, he starts singing the same verse that he just sung, and he kind of gives this look like, oh, how did I get in the middle of this verse? And just kept going, because, I mean, he's a performer. And
yeah, I saw Elton John do that one time when he was in his Coke binge in the late early 80s and sang the Benny and the Jets, the two verses, same exact song twice, which same exact verses twice, which I guess makes it easier to remember or forget.
Which one was better?
Which was better?
the first verse.
No, yeah, exactly. Same exact verse twice.
Yeah, that's funny. Anyway, up next we got another song for you. It's Stacy's Mom by Fountains of Wayne. Here comes that song.
Over after school.
After school.
came out with just a towel. I could tell she liked me from the way she stared. And the way she said, "You missed a spot over there." And I know that you think it's just a fantasy, but since your dad walked out, your mom could use a guy like me. Stacy's mom has got it going on. She's all I want, and I've waited.
That was Stacy's Mom by Fountains of Wayne. Love that song. The Gin and Tonics, my a cappella group, is going to do a version of that very soon. So tune in.
Hopefully a G-rated version versus the video.
Oh, man.
The MTV video or the music
one,
video was Rod Stewart's ex. One of his many ex-wives was the star of that.
I didn't know that.
Star. Rachel Hunter, I think, was her name. And she was quite the... quite the thing back in the early MTV days on that song.
Yeah, that video is weirdly graphic. Because I always think of that song as like, a song that sixth graders jump up and down to at dances.
Yeah, a little pervy.
Yeah, Occupado. Anyway, yeah, so I love that song though. So the
good energy.
The Gin and Tonics are actually putting on a big concert next month called Acapellacalypse, which is an invitational, and we've invited groups from all over the East Coast to come and perform with us. And we're having a group drive 7 hours to come and sing with us. We think we're going to try to do some kind of sleepover because 7 hours is quite a drive.
Yeah, no kidding.
So.
And if I was complaining earlier about it being cold and windy, it's now
it
getting cold, windy, and dark. And it's not even that
lights,
kind of day. We're going to
fortunately
have backlit screens.
Yeah. So, yeah. Anyway, up next we've got, I still haven't found what I'm looking for my mother who complains that we don't play the songs that she likes very much.
Yeah, so hopefully she'll appreciate this one if she's listening. If you are, I need some milk, cheese, bread,
eggs.
And some good loving.
All right.
Oh,
And that was I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For by U2.
And that's a classic from... That's a band that's just been able to manage to hang on for years and years and years and stay relevant. I mean, the very fact...
They're getting more relevant with all their Mac advertising.
I know. Well, that's what I was going to say. When the iPod came out originally, they were
that's
the
when
launch.
I first heard of him.
They were the biggest group in the world, as they were known as. And to introduce a cultural shifting type product, and the first of obviously many that came since then with the iPhone and the iPad from the late Steve Jobs. And they were the ones selected to do that. And they're still kind of the band face, if you will, or the rock and roll face of the iPod, given their launch. The nature of their launch of that product.
Didn't when you bought an iPod, they'd give you a free copy of Vertigo?
Yeah, at the beginning they did. In fact, early on they had special editions that were the U2 editions that had, I believe, autographs of the four band members etched into the back.
Oh, I think I've seen those.
They were a special edition.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. Anyway, up next we got some more pep in the last 10 seconds it's just like...
just started raining to add
down
to my cold, windy, and dark.
It just started pouring and it's really dark. Anyway.
It's 85 in the Bay Area.
Yeah. So, we got Karma Chameleon for you right here. So here comes that to pep up your day.
Go Boy George.
I'm a man who doesn't know.
And this is Karma Chameleon by Boy George.
I love the one line he's got in there is, he can't sell a contradiction. And I'm thinking if anybody can sell a contradiction, it's Boy George, given the way he always dressed, particularly when he was doing this video.
How did he dress?
He was quite the androgynous.
Boy George, long dreads
with lots of bows and
a lot of
makeup. And he was a classic early 80s type character.
That's funny.
Came up through the British club ranks, almost more of a celebrity for celebrity's sake, before in London before he became a star with that song.
Good stuff. Good background.
So I
should have you here every week.
This
you
kind
know
of music.
Everything about the stuff.
Well, I lived it.
Yep. Anyway, you're listening to Silent X Radio. I'm Allie with the Silent X.
And I'm Jeff with a period after it, as it used to be known back in the 80s and 90s when I had it. It was Jeff Period Cleary. And then with the .com bomb, or .com, everybody started calling it Jeff Dot.
Yeah. So, yeah. Anyway, up next we got some Jackson 5. We got I Want You Back. So here's some Jackson 5 for you. And that was I Want You Back by
the Jackson 5.
Thank you.
There you go.
Spacing out.
We've got some extra special guests here. And they,
I'm Jordan.
Jordan, who has a show at night, and he's brought his parents here on Parents Weekend. So it's nice to have guests. We have one song left, I believe. And this is a special song. This is the song that Allison and that I used to put Allison to sleep by. We'd play this song, and when she was a little...
We're in college.
Yeah, I know. When she was just a little baby, a little...
This was okay when just my grandparents were listening.
13-ounce baby, I would put her to sleep by dancing this song to her. And I'm making time here, killing time until she finds the song.
I got it.
All right, now we're ready.
I might accidentally play the Maroon 5 version.
No, do not play the Maroon 5.
I'm not going to do it on purpose,
no,
but if it, I'll change
then,
it if it's the wrong one.
Then stop it. And, okay. Okay, here we go.
It's Frank Sinatra.
Okay, there we go.
All right, here comes.
When the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you. In the way you look tonight, yes, you're lovely with your smile so warm and your cheeks so soft. There is nothing for me but to love you and the way you look tonight. With each word, your tenderness grows, tearing my fear apart. And that laugh wrinkles your nose, touches my foolish heart. Lovely, never, never change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. Touches my foolish heart. Lovely, don't you ever change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. Just the way you look tonight.
It makes me all teary-eyed to remember my little baby 19 years ago. Now running her own radio show, 3,000 miles, 3,000 miles away, 3,000 miles away from home, and here we are listening to it 19 years later.
Uh-huh.
Hopefully, I'll still be around in another 19.
Uh huh. Hopefully.
Yeah, maybe not after today, right?
Yeah. Anyway, so that was some Silent X Radio for you.
And I want to thank my daughter for having me on today.
Yeah,
it's been a long time since I was on the radio.
Gave us some good color. He's the most knowledgeable about all of the 60s, 70s, and 80s music. I don't know any of this stuff. I just like playing it and singing along loudly while the mics are off and dancing around in the dark, possibly by myself. Thanks for listening. You can tune in again next week from 2 to 3. East Coast time, or what is it?
Noon, 11 to noon.
11 to noon. Yeah.
And I'll talk to you next Parents Weekend.
Yep. Thanks very much. Bye-bye.